This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you've ever read much of the Bible, you'll know that there are lots of stories of God speaking to people, whether it's through a burning bush, a dream, a vision, or a talking donkey. God often tells people exactly what he requires of them. Does that still happen today? Tanya Harris is a pastor and the author of God Conversations, and she believes you can learn to recognize and respond to God's voice. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you, Katrina. Good to be here.
How does it go down at parties when you meet people for the first time? And they ask you what you do and you say, I help people to hear God's voice.
Totally. Or on an aeroplane. What do you do for a living? Oh, I teach people how to hear God's voice. Sometimes I don't say it quite like that. I usually test them out first and then I'll watch their eyes go into, you know, rolling phase. And
you never knew that was going to be your career path.
Well, actually, What I say to them is, you know how people pray? I teach, you know, people how to hear God's voice when he speaks back. And then you have this big silence.
I was going to say, I can only imagine where things go next.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the early times you heard God's voice was the time that he told you that someone was going to break into your car. Can you tell us about that story?
That's such a random thing. Yeah. Well, my big question was when I first started to try this out was, what does God sound like? And I guess my expectation was that it'd be like a big booming voice, you know, the voice of God speaking.
The voice of
that's
God.
That's right, yeah. And so when I first asked, I said, well, what do you sound like? I'm a bit of a skeptic by nature. And this story was how God showed me what he sounded like. And I had this, I was driving home one day and this thought dropped into my head, someone's going to break into your car tonight. Now, I would say that just before that, I'd been praying with some friends and I'd also felt like God had said something. And after that, I thought, that was just my thought. You know, it just dropped into my head. Is that really God? And is it you? What do you sound like? And so when I came home and I had this thought, I thought it was just a thought. And I'm thinking, why am I thinking this? And so I kind of forgot about it. I looked at my car and thought, there's nothing really to steal except for my music. And I emptied out my glove box thinking, I don't want anyone stealing this stuff. Went to bed, forgot about it. Next morning got up and got to go out in the car, and the lock of my door, the sock was hanging out of the socket. I'm like, what? I opened up the door, all the contents of the glove box spilled out.
Amazing.
Onto the floor, except my music, which was safe
in
my
handbag.
Which
you'd rescued.
That's
Yay.
Right. And so for me, I learned that the voice of God as the Holy Spirit was not necessarily out loud, external to myself, but it actually came on the landscape of my thoughts. And it was a thought, but it was different to my thoughts. And it was a bit freaky. Like, I was like, whoa, hang on. What was that?
So how do we distinguish between what is God's voice and what's just our own internal monologue?
Yeah, that's, I think, the hardest thing. And I guess that's where I was at in my own journey. Is that you, God? Is that me making it up? So I realized that that one of the things that God does was confirm it. And first of all, the big question is, would God say this? Is this the kind of thing that he would say? People say to me, I had this experience and it made me feel really bad and condemned and guilty and shame. And it's not the voice of God. The voice of God always calls us to hope and joy and peace and freedom. So that's the bottom line. The voice of God speaking is consistent with the character and nature of God, most perfectly seen in Jesus. So everything God says is good for our good. So that's the bottom line. But then some of those other things, like give your money away, or I believe very clearly that when God speaks, he will confirm that through a mouth of another person. And we see that in the early church. We see that happening in the stories of the Bible. We see, on the one hand, the Holy Spirit speaks to one person and then confirms it through another. And in my own life and in the book, it shows how that happens. So God would speak to me, but then someone else would get the same pitch, you know, the piece of the puzzle. I remember when God spoke to me about starting a new church, which was a kind of a risky thing to do. I was sitting in a meeting and I felt the Holy Spirit say something. And then after the meeting, someone who came up to me and said, God just spoke to me about you. And we put the two things together and they were like supernatural. They were amazing. It was like, yes, the voice of God.
Wow. I'm speaking with Tanya Harris. She's a pastor and she's the author and founder of GodConversations.com. So have you noticed any patterns, Tanya, in how, why, or when God speaks to you?
When you least expect it.
Okay, really?
Ah, look.
You can't expect it then.
It's not unpredictable. So You know, for me, I said I'm a bit of a thinker. And so I think it's helpful for me that he speaks in times I don't expect it. And often he speaks to me in dreams, which is when I'm not really expecting because I'm asleep. But look, I think he chooses to speak whenever he wants. But I definitely think he responds to our asking and our seeking and saying, God, I want to know your voice. He answers that question.
Have you had periods in your life when God has remained silent?
Sometimes. You know, I think the default is always that he is speaking, and some of it is I haven't recognized it or I haven't done what he said. But sometimes, you know, recently I was praying about, God, should I do my doctoral studies? It was a big decision, and I remember thinking, God, you spoke to me about my master's, and can you please give me some guidance in this area? And he said, absolutely nothing. And I made a decision myself. And I think sometimes, you know, God calls us in partnership. He's not a dictator. And so sometimes he tells us things and says, this is what I'm, you know, asking you to do. And other times he says, well, what do you want to do? And it's a friendship. And it's a two-way thing. Jesus described it as a friendship, not a dictatorship. So, yeah, I think sometimes he says, I've given you the resources to make your own decision. Go ahead and do it.
What would you say to somebody who wants to hear God speak but has never had a moment like that, and maybe they're feeling a little bit cut off from God? Mm. Because we all go through periods when we're going through really difficult things in our life, and we cry out to God and we say, God, help me, show me what to do, and we hear nothing.
Yeah. Look, I think that is difficult. I think sometimes when going through those decisions, it's the hardest time to hear God's voice. And I would always say, you know, in those times God may seem silent, but he's always present. And in those times we look at his character, that his promises are always true. We look at what he's done in the past. We look at who he is as a person, that he's always with us. And his wisdom means knowing what to say, but also when to say it. And sometimes it's not going to be helpful to hear what he has to say. Sometimes he just wants to surround us with comfort. And often that comes in the hands and feet of other people as well. And when it's time, he'll speak. But I think that's where the trust factor comes in. Hearing God's voice never takes that away, the reality of the spiritual life.
Tanya, is this something, you know, that is available to everyone, regardless of where they are on their faith journey or their belief system? Do you think that everyone has access to hearing God speak?
It's interesting. I think anyone has access if they would like to hear God. I don't think he's a respecter of persons. But the truth is, some people do hear God's voice and others don't. I don't think it's a matter of a gift. I think it's for everyone. I think, you know, when I first started out, I couldn't hear his voice. I was so frustrated by all this. And I had this friend she seemed like she was the expert. She had the hotline. I'm like, I don't hear God like you do. And so, I thought, okay, you know, I read in my Bible that Jesus said to the disciples, you know, I've given you this great commission. Go and change the world. Oh, but by the way, I'm leaving. And I can just imagine their reaction, you know. What? You can't go. We've got so many questions to ask. He says, don't worry, because I'm going to give you my spirit. And my spirit's going to remind you of everything I've told you and speak to you about things to come. So my spirit will speak to you as you go. And then, you know, we get to the day that, you know, the day of Pentecost where the church begins and the Holy Spirit comes on all people. And now they can all hear from God in the same way that the Old Testament prophets did. And so, yeah, it's accessible to everybody. It's a mark of what it means to follow Jesus. But even those who, you know, I think if we're not following Jesus and we're crying out to God and we're asking, God, reveal yourself to me. You know, I think God is wanting to show himself to everyone who's seeking him. And that can certainly come as a voice for many people.
Okay. Thanks for sharing, Tanya. I've been speaking with Tanya Harris. She's a pastor and the author and founder of GodConversations.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.